Good afternoon. We're going to do our podcast today following on from yesterday about basically women who knowingly go after other women's husbands.
Or partners.
Yeah, I think the word there that we've really got to concentrate on is knowingly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, there are times that I mentioned yesterday I was chatting to a married man and I actually didn't know, well, as you know, Deb, I didn't know he was married at first. And when I did find out, that's when I did cut it dead. Because,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of these women don't, who have affairs don't always realise they're actually having an affair.
That's but, right, yeah. I mean, that happened to me not recently, but many moons ago, I went to meet a guy who, well, actually, it's happened to me twice. I went to meet a guy for a drink and he was supposedly single. And then after we sort of were walking to the car park and he said to me, actually, I do need to tell you that I'm married, but you know what? I'm really, really into you. Oh, and I thought, yeah, I bet you are. And yeah, then another one used
but
to turn up
in the predator type women. I think we're going to talk about, aren't we?
We are, yeah, because there are ones that actually like the thrill and the chase. I think of nabbing somebody else's bloke.
They've got to, I mean, you've got to look at the Tiger Woods situation. I mean, I lost count of how many women come out and said that they'd had a fling with him. But I mean, they all knew he was married. We all knew Tiger Woods was married. So yeah. They specifically went out, didn't they, to capture him? Really.
I think they did. But you know, I think the trying to bag a celebrity is slightly different to, you know, just trying to bag somebody in everyday life. You know,
yeah.
It's completely because I think for, you know, when these women sort of go after celebs, footballers or golfers or whoever it is, it's, you know, they think maybe there's a pot of gold at the end of it called a contract with a newspaper.
Yeah, true.
Where they sell this story. I think it's entirely different when it's somebody, you know, maybe your neighbour's husband or your friend's husband. That's completely different for me. That's, you know, it's an entirely different set of motives that come into play.
I mean, I do think a lot of, I mean, the thing is, I mean, as a single person, it's really like, there was a tweet and I can't remember her name. I'm really sorry. I think it was Rachel. And she mentioned about the way she worded something was as if all single women go after married men. And I think I've said to you this before, I think that there's some kind of exclusive club that the good men get brought out and snapped up and snaffled away.
No, it's
and
ridiculous.
I think sometimes you can look at a man and think he was married and think, well, you know, they've obviously got so many qualities because somebody's nabbed them, do you know?
I actually think it's easier to get a married man than it is to get a single man, for want of a better expression, because generally, you know, I'm generalising now, so I apologise, but if somebody's been married for a long time, and they've probably got kids, then the chances are they'll probably be in a bit of a routine, and maybe it's become, you know, the excitement's lacking. And if you pitch up with your stockings and heels on, smelling of Chanel No. 5, it's not going to be too difficult to bag him. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of it.
I said that to you yesterday, I think, didn't I? That, you know, once if you're waking up to the same person every day, someone new coming in is going to just, well, and they don't see that the end game, that they're going to just turn out the same anyway.
No, exactly right. Exactly right. But no, it's, I think it's a fascinating subject for me because when I was single, I can categorically hand on heart say I never went after married men.
No.
And that's only because when you're single, let's face it, you've got the pick of men. Why do you want to pick the ones that have got all the baggage, the current baggage with them, you know? It's, to me, that makes no sense.
It makes no sense to me either, but, I mean, it obviously happens so much, so there's got to be something.
Something.
And it's getting one over on someone as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a competitive thing with other women, and I think that's the real dangerous, nasty part of it, actually.
Yeah, because it's proving to themselves that they can take someone else's bloke, I suppose.
Exactly. They don't think about the consequence. We're coming up to 5 minutes again. I think we're going to have to come back to this.
Okay, do you want to say goodbye today, Deb?
I'll say goodbye today, Rach. Do you want to say goodbye?
No.
See you tomorrow, guys.